I stand before you with the sadness and loss that none ever want to face. Sergeant Laramie was a great man, soldier, and friend. He was loved and respected by those around him. As a platoon leader in the 571st, I got to know many of the soldiers in the company, and Emery was one I always enjoyed having conversations with. Sergeant Emery was one of those guys that wasn't afraid to share his opinions with me. From that, I noticed one of the main things that stood out about him was the fact that he did never hold any opinion back. Emery was a straightforward guy. If someone asked him a question or his opinion, he would give it to you. And most of the time, it was guaranteed that you're not going to like it, but it was his combination of truth, sarcasm, and his honest opinion that always made it easy to digest. He would tell you how things were and what the soldiers were thinking. Sergeant Emery was a great soldier, and he would meet any challenge head on and without hesitation. He was not afraid to admit when he had made a mistake, and as a junior soldier, Sergeant Emery took pride in pushing the buttons of his NCOs and his chain of command to see how far he could get. As soon as he was corrected, he was one of the best clean-cut and outstanding soldiers in formation. Despite his opinions of a situation and his often sarcastic comments towards it, whatever task he was given, we never had to worry about Emery doing it completely and up to Army standard. It was amazing how focused he truly was in regards to where he wanted his life to lead. Sergeant Blair Emery was one of the most caring and committed people that I have ever met. Sergeant Emery took pride in being a friend and a husband, and he knew he was proud to be a soldier, even though he didn't always just out and say. He loved his wife and always found a way to bring something about her into a conversation. He always commented about his wife's cooking and how she was a great cook. When they first got married, he told Captain Patuma that he was getting chubby because of her good food. To Emery's family, I promise to always keep him in my heart. And to Chief Emery's wife, I understand why you fell in love with this man, who was such a loving husband. We will all miss him greatly, and I remember the look of pride in his face whenever he talked about you. I'm sure that you know this, but he would want me to tell you again just how much he loves you. Just remember we can live on, he can live on, through our actions and words, so that we may all share his spirit with others. Knowing the kind of person Emery was, there's a quote I'd like to share with you all as I close these words in honor of Sergeant Blair Emery. What we have done for ourselves alone dies with us. What we have done for others and the world remains and is immortal. This quote gave me comfort in knowing that he will live on in all of us, from the many things he selflessly did for others to make all of our worlds a little better.